Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are back, much like the presidential candidate on the Republican side, we are back in courthouse. Although,
It's got to be a busy schedule, isn't it? Like
yeah,
campaigning one day, court the
caught
next.
the next.
Oh,
He's a busy man. Busy man. And, we're very much on the side of a fair trial. So we're back in the Mouse Courthouse this week with four things to run through, and we'll be deciding whether they belong in jail or perhaps they deserve the death penalty, which I believe has happened to one of the things on the list in the past.
I can't remember what we gave that to.
I can't remember what
Yeah,
we gave that
it's
to
been a
either.
week or two.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one of these. But yeah, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Okay, so in the past, we have done the Dole Whip, Disney Pins, Sorcerer Hat at Disney's Hollywood Studios, projections during fireworks, smoking slash vaping, which may have been given the death penalty.
I mean, that's the likely candidate based on what you've said so far.
Yeah. Popcorn buckets, Country Bear Jamboree,
That could
Spirit
have also got
Jersey.
the death
That may have
penalty.
also got it. Spirit jerseys and magic bands. So, four. It's like an episode of Judge Judy, isn't it? Four new contestants have joined the courthouse.
Who's
Court hearing
which one
session.
of us is Judd is Judy, and which one is the
Is the guy that's just sniggering the whole time, pretending that he's some kind of police officer? Yeah. That's what's such a like, why is he there?
Especially where they, what was it? They, oh, there was one sort of thing where they made, didn't one of them get arrested or something?
Oh,
Not
really?
as part of the show, but didn't it turn out like after the fact, after the show had finished or something like that, he'd been arrested for something, or
It
I
doesn't
can't remember what
surprise
it
me.
was.
I mean,
Have to look it up at some point.
it's just fantastic trash TV, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you owe me $100. And then she bases it on, never bases it on any evidence whatsoever. It's just like, you're not dressed right, or you spoke to me terribly, therefore you must be a liar, like half the time.
I don't know, do they still make them?
She's on like Prime or something like that now.
Oh, okay.
And they've had to call it something different, but she's still doing it, yeah.
Okay. Judging with Judy,
Yeah.
probably something along those lines.
The Judy Judgment.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think her actual like full name is in it now, but it's basically the same format.
Okay.
We
She's
have
probably
one
get
as
paid
well,
up.
didn't we? Judge Rinder.
Yeah, we had Judge. They don't make that anymore, do they?
No.
I
I
think
quite enjoyed that because he was quite sassy.
yeah, he was, wasn't he? I feel like he's moved more into like the generic TV personality, or trying to, rather than
Yeah,
an actual judge anymore.
he's gone down like the presenter slash like comedy, not comedy, like the panel shows. He's kind of in a lot of that now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're
Maybe
right.
he'll become like a. I could. I could, part of me thinks he could become like a political person,
Yeah,
not
I
in a,
mean,
not in a good way.
yeah. I mean, the doors opened up for the world since Trump got in. If he can do it, then I mean, you and I could be the next prime minister, to be honest.
I mean, some might say it would make more sense.
I mean, the way that the current government's going, we'd probably get more votes.
Possibly, yeah. There you go.
Let us
I
know.
don't think it would take much.
No, we wouldn't.
I
We still have a chance of getting a seat at the very least.
if George Galloway can get in,
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
if Gallup, I mean, If any Americans listening, they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Just Google George Galloway cat.
Yes. And now realize that he is currently a sitting MP
Was he an
in.
MP at the time of the cat thing?
I don't know if he was, but he has been
Yeah.
MP before.
He has, yeah. He's been an MP for many, many years, hasn't he?
Yeah. And then
But
he was
yeah.
the one he broke, and he hasn't fixed since. And now, yeah, now we've got a man that pretended to be a cat on live television as an MP. It's always good. Okay, first in the courthouse, we have, I think, probably the most controversial one on the list. And we've got to decide which one of these, basically, just to set free and which one to put down. And it's Soarin' Around the World. It's the case of Soarin' Around the World versus Soarin' Over California.
Okay. Where to start?
I mean, I don't think I've made it any great secret how I feel about Soarin' Around the World.
You love it, don't you? You
I
absolutely
love the
love
idea of it.
it. Okay.
I think the idea is fantastic and it fits far better in Epcot than Soarin' Over California. But I think the execution of
Yes.
it was done poorly and cheaply, and therefore it doesn't have the same impact as Soarin' Over California. I think
What? Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I think the CGI is lazy and it looks crap. I don't think the smells are as good. And who can forget a bendy Eiffel Tower? I mean, that is just ridiculous. Like, why pick a scene like that?
Is an odd choice, isn't it? Given, like, surely they would have tested it beforehand and were just like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, this doesn't work in like 80% of the seats.
Yeah. I mean, do like, I don't know, Houses of Parliament at night or,
Something that isn't like, I don't know how tall the Eiffel Tower is, 300 feet, let's say.
Yeah. Something that just can't work.
Yeah.
I mean, Houses of Parliament is probably the worst example I could have thought of, but I just think it's a kind of like vertical structure. Not it's not vertical, it's a
Horizontal.
horizontal structure that would work better in that kind of screen. Kind of like how they did the Taj Mahal, but no CG. I just think it annoys me how, like, it's not that the CGI looks terrible, which
I see. I've never had a big problem with the CGI.
I just think it's
Like,
so obviously CGI.
I'd never even thought that. I mean, obviously, I know it is CGI,
Yeah.
but I'd never thought it was like obvious CGI. I've never thought it was She-Hulk CGI.
Well, nothing is She-Hulk CGI, is it? I mean, they even made a joke about it in the actual show itself, which is
Oh, did they?
just ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing how they can produce a show like that, and yet I think the CGI in a ride that they've got is better.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. And I still don't understand how the CGI in that is 1,000 times worse than Pirates of the Caribbean, which is like 20 years old.
Oh, what the in
In
hang on, which
She-Hulk.
one? Oh, in She-Hulk, yeah,
Like,
I don't understand.
how do you go so downhill when the technology has evolved so much since then?
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, the big comparison is Barbossa, isn't it? Is it Barbossa?
No, Davy
No,
Jones.
it's Davy Jones. Yes,
Yeah.
yeah, because I mean, and because that was, I don't, was that like 2008 or something like that?
I think even earlier than that.
Was it? And it looks incredible. Like,
And it holds up as
it.
well.
Oh yeah, it holds up. And then you see She-Hulk.
And you're like, what in the Piers 2 is this?
Yeah, it's just shocking. Oh man. So I have two questions.
Yeah.
Why was it Soarin' Over California originally? What did it already exist in
Yeah.
Disneyland?
Yeah. So this, I think
Okay.
it was the year of something. I can't remember what it was. And they were basically like, what we're going to do is pinch rides from different parks around the world and put them in other parks around the world. So they pinched Soarin' from Disney's California Adventure and put it into Epcot. That's why it exists as Soarin' Over California.
Okay. Because yeah, because I mean that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Because you're not in California,
No, and not
you're
even
in
in a
Florida.
California themed area.
No, you're not in California themed area. Not you're not in California. So on a as a whole, soaring around the world makes a lot more sense, as you say.
I'll tell you where it would make sense though.
Mm.
In the in Grand Avenue in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, well, because that's Hollywood
That's
themed.
that is a yeah, it's a California theme.
It is.
I'm not saying get rid of
Is.
Muppets, by the way. I'm saying put it in a space around there.
What not what you're saying is Muppets over California.
Oh, now that.
There
Yes.
you go. Replace Muppets with a copy of Soarin' and have it Soarin' Muppets over California. There you
I
go. Job
think
done.
Disney needs to do more with the Muppets because we've discovered that anything that you put the Muppets in makes it a thousand times better. So the great moments of American history or whatever it was called, Muppets and Magic Kingdom,
Oh yeah.
that was great. American
Yeah.
history is dull,
Yeah.
but you put the Muppets into it and it's suddenly interesting.
It worked for Dickens, didn't it? So
Perfect. I mean, Christmas Carol is the
yeah.
best Christmas film out there.
Yeah. Apart from Die Hard, you
Yeah, to be fair, Die Hard is up there as well.
know. But yeah, it's one of these weird things, 'cause you got the Muppets and you got like Figment. There's just like two characters, I'd say characters, but franchises, characters, that sort of thing that they push in the parks, and yet the presence of attractions for those franchises in the parks is bad, because you've got like Beaker and Professor Honey. Is it Professor Honeydew? Dr. Honeydew?
No,
Yeah.
is it Dr. Honeydew? Yeah, Dr. Honeydew and Beaker. I
Yeah.
also call him Bunsen. Bunsen Honeydew.
Yes, yeah.
He is either a doctor or a professor.
He's one of the two, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because you've got like that animatronic sort of thing
Which is
in Epcot,
amazing.
which it's incredible.
It's so cool. I don't think they
Yeah.
do it, but the last few times I've never seen it, so I don't think it's running again at the minute.
Okay, yeah, I've not seen it for a while. But it's just like you get random things like that, and it's just like incredible. And then, but the actual attractions based on these characters are like really dated.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, and why have they not done like a Muppets Christmas Carol overlay to that attraction?
Yeah.
You know, or something, you know, have you can meet like Gonzo or whatever and as Charles Dickens or something like that. You know, it's not difficult to actually do. They just can't be asked.
Yeah, it's very strange. Very strange. Second Soarin' question.
Yes.
In because I think as we established just before this we started recording, my memory isn't great. Was there a scene in Soarin' Over California that had the same issue as the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Okay.
Not
Okay.
from memory. I did ride it last year because they put it the reason what this why I've kind of added this to the list is because it temporarily for Disney 100 changed back over to California, and they're about to, or they just have, I can't remember, change it back to Soarin' Around the World.
Yeah, I can't remember as well whether it has
Soon,
happened.
or it's just happened.
It again, it's one of these like naff things that they did for the 100th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like naff as in it doesn't take a lot of effort for them to have changed it. Because obviously they were gonna was it they were gonna do like 100 things or something, weren't they, for the Disney 100?
Yeah, I don't feel
And
like
then
you
that
got
kind of
10.
like yeah, that kind of disappeared. Because they would blame COVID, but I
Unless
don't
they
think that's
include
a
all the
really good
new food
excuse.
items they added, then which they probably do, to be fair,
Yeah.
all the new merchandise that they released.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. They're just like clutching at straws.
Yeah. I honestly think, I know we're a podcast of many tangents, I do think that Bob Iger's time is done. I think he's reached the point now where I'm like, I'm not interested in anything he has to say. I don't believe a word he says anymore. How many times have we heard that we could open? I think the other day he was like, we could open
Oh,
seven new lands in Disney parks. It's like, okay, we'll do it then.
yeah, why don't you?
Yeah,
We it's like
stop
we
saying you
could.
could.
Yeah. He's literally talking about like investing whatever it was, $10 billion over the next few years
Yeah.
in the parks, and it's
And that
well,
was Florida.
oh, was that just Florida?
That was Florida.
Okay.
And you think
Yeah.
there is no chance in hell that's happening.
Oh no, completely not.
He can say whatever he likes at this point because he will be retiring in the
Oh
next couple of
yeah.
years. I
I
mean,
mean,
not to
'cause I
come
mean
back.
basically as soon as he started, they were like, "Oh yeah, I'm only here for a short time while we find a replacement," basically, wasn't it? Because my last replacement crashed and burned.
Yeah, the one he chose, by the way, you know.
Oh yeah. What's old Chapek up to these days?
I think he joined some kind of financial or something like.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I
I
was him,
mean,
I'd just take my money and go.
yeah, it's a bit strange, isn't it? I mean, that probably suits him down to a T, doesn't it? Oh,
I can't, it was
but
something weird.
I feel like I feel like he went into something.
A crypto or something.
It was something high profile, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, he. Yes, he became a board member of a company called Massimo, which is suing Apple.
Okay.
They're the ones that have got they've got the Apple Watch banned in the US.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's still banned, but it was banned because of basically they were suing them for patent infringement or something along those lines. Yeah, and he joined that company as a board member, I think.
Yeah, a board member literally means nothing, does it? Like, they do nothing.
Largely, yeah. I don't know what he actually gets up to on a day-to-day, like it says, oh, that's the only thing it says he's, on Wikipedia, that's the only title that he's got, board member for Massimo and former CEO of the Walt Disney
Oh,
Company.
okay.
So maybe that's all he's up to these days.
Takes a while to shine that head.
True, true. And I was gonna say his Wikipedia page doesn't have a beard, but his Google listings do. So he's probably shining the dome and combing the beard.
Go in the beard, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we think? I mean, I know you're quite fond of, I wouldn't say fond, but you're kind of indifferent of either or. Really, is the impression I
Yeah.
get at least.
Yeah, I mean, I do I enjoyed Soarin' Over California. I enjoy Soarin' Around the World. I'm not deeply offended by the sense and the CGI. The CGI doesn't bother me. I do think the sense. I agree with you in terms of they're a bit lazy.
Those oranges in California was something else, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't think like the fact that two one of the senses is grass. And one of the senses, dirt,
Yeah.
in Soarin' Around the World feels a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
They're also quite similar to the sense in, well, as it grass and dirt are quite similar to the sense that they have in Flight of
Access.
Passage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Well,
yeah.
I think the other one they have is some kind of like Jasmine-esque one when you're going over
The Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, which you know I've been to India and I can tell you it does not smell like that. And that's not me, you know, I'm just being truthful. It's like going
Yeah.
to any city, right? It's
Oh
like
yeah, it's not gonna smell
it's not
of
gonna
jasmine, is
smell.
it?
No. It's
No.
any city. And the Taj Mahal is not going, you know, I've never been to the Taj Mahal in all fairness, but I'm pretty confident in saying it doesn't smell like that.
I mean, I would assume so. It's, you know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, maybe they pump out jasmine smell
Yeah,
as
maybe.
you sort of enter the Taj Mahal
Yeah.
area. But I doubt it.
No, I doubt it. So what do you think? I mean, you know, it's kind of obvious what I wanted, what I would do. The thing is, I'm not greatly offended by sorting around the world. It's not like I you know, I want to electrocute it or give it a lethal injection or anything like that. I just think Soarin' Over California is better. But I
Okay.
do think the idea for Soarin' Around the World is far better. I just think it's executed badly.
See, I yeah, it's a difficult one to call, isn't it? Because I mean, although to be fair, like this is slightly different to the ones that we've done before, in that the ones that we've done before are very much a case of for and against that thing,
It's
whereas
one
this
thing.
is one versus the other. I mean, I would probably give it to Soarin' Around the World if they improved a couple of things. in that essentially get rid of the Eiffel Tower scene because it's a bit pants. And maybe mix up the smells a little bit, I think. Because as you say, like the kind of theming of Soarin' Around the World makes so much more sense being in Epcot than Soarin' Over California. So on that balance, I would personally give it to Soarin' Around the World.
Okay. I mean, I would not, but I think this is probably the first one where we're gonna have to go to
Put it to the jury.
jury, go to the jury and say, like, what do you think? Because I think we could end up talking about this for another hour and still not agreeing on it. And you know, I'm not like a million miles away from going, yeah, I think you're right, but I just think, like as it stands at the minute, Soarin' Over California is better. But I think, in the interest of fairness, I think we need to put it to the jury. So let us know on Twitter, formerly known as Musk, what you think. Just yeah, tweet us, zeet us, Musk us, and tell us whether you prefer California or around the world, and we will reveal the answer the next time we record.
And
And
remember to reveal the
remember,
answer.
I thought you were going to say something.
Oh no,
I thought you were going to give like one last closing
that
argument for your case.
was it. No. I can see how it sounded like that.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying when we remember to actually
When we remember
to
as
do that.
well. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, let us know. Okay. Next one on the list. Very controversial at the time, which is why I've included it, but I feel like is not that controversial anymore. But I think it's still worth talking about. Starbucks. So I remember when this partnership was announced, and everyone was like, no, how could you do this? Why? Now I would feel like not that many people care. You know, again, I almost had a Starbucks versus Joffrey's thing here, but I don't think that Joffrey's would stand a chance. So, in the interest of fairness, this is going to be just a Starbucks case. And I think we have to look at its location, the pros and cons, and then kind of obviously what we do with it. But I don't know when they first added Starbucks, but it must have been like 2016 or something like that.
Funnily enough, I just Googled that, and it's actually 10 years this month. There's an article on Starbucks.com that says in March of this year, and this was published in 2014. Starbucks and Disney teamed up to open the first company-operated Starbucks location at Downtown Disney. Hang on. The preview said Anaheim, but the article is Walt Disney World, so I'm a bit confused. They opened one in Anaheim, Downtown Disney in Anaheim. In 2014.
It says here, June 18th, 2013, for Main Street, USA.
Also, it goes back further.
Yeah, bloody hell, that 11 years has flown by. That's insane. That is quite scary, actually. I did not think it had been that long.
I mean, I think it goes back even further than that because there's an article here that says in June 2012, but this is six Starbucks locations in Disneyland, Walt Disney World. Why does this article say Disneyland, Walt Disney World? So it sounds like they started opening them up around 2012, 2013.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess what are your thoughts? Because I don't think anyone would argue just against the fact that the Main Street Bakery, using as Main Street Bakery as an example, because I think it's a good example, the offering has gotten worse since Starbucks took it over. I mean, they didn't take it over, but since Starbucks was being served there, because you have I think there's pros. I think you've got some Starbucks products like the breakfast sandwiches and things like that, biscuits and stuff like that, which I quite like the muffins. That's what I'm talking about, not the sandwiches. Like
Oh,
the
okay.
sausage and egg muffin that Starbucks do is quite nice to have for breakfast. It's not too big, it's fine, and it's not that expensive. But with that came a lot less of Disney's baked goods that
Yeah.
I think the Main Street Bakery was famous for. So, but then you've got to think, and I know you're not a coffee drinker, but I was probably just getting into coffee when Starbucks was entering Disney's parks, and I've never been a great fan of Joffrey's. That's been no secret. I think their coffee is terrible. That's my opinion. Please respect that it's my opinion, Joffrey, so I'm allowed to say it as an opinion. And Starbucks is much better. Is it the best coffee in the world? Absolutely not. I would choose a local coffee location that served decent quality coffee every day of the week over Starbucks, but it is the best coffee you can get in the Magic Kingdom. So, every day, doesn't matter whether I'm in Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs, or Epcot, Starbucks is always the first stop of the day without fail.
Yeah.
Unless I've got like a light, like a virtual queue for Tron that I need to get to ASAP. Unless it's that, I'm there. It's the first thing I do without fail.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, these days for me as well, we go to Starbucks as one of like the first things to grab something for breakfast. We used to have breakfast like outside of the parks and all this sort of stuff, but I mean, it's just more convenient to grab something quick in Starbucks these days. I don't know whether that kind of coincides with the fact that the parks are busier than they used to be, and therefore, it is more important to get there earlier in the day, than what we probably
That
would
as
have
well as
done.
like outside costs. So,
Yeah.
it's a faff to, you go out for breakfast and you've kind of not wasted half the day, but it is a lot of the time of the
Oh,
morning
it
out at
takes a chunk,
breakfast.
doesn't it? Yeah.
Also,
I
things
think it's
much
also
much more
different.
expensive now.
Yeah, it's very different to when we were going when we started going in like the late 90s and early 2000s, where you'd have the likes of Sizzler and
You
Ponderosa.
get like a $5 buffet breakfast.
Yeah, it's like $5 a head, and it's very quick service because obviously you're not having to wait for people, you're not having to wait for somebody to serve your table and all that sort of stuff. It's literally you get to the counter, you pay before you even basically sit before you sit down, and then you can just help yourselves and you can be as quick or as slow as you want to be. So it's very different to going to a sit down restaurant, essentially a diner, whatever you want to call it, where you're obviously being, you've got to wait for table service and all that sort of stuff.
Have I ever said the story in the podcast when my sister ate too much at a buffet?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have. So it was again one of these buffets. I think it was called Western Sizzlin'. Western Sizzlin'.
Okay.
Don't think it exists anymore. But she'd eaten a lot for dinner, like a lot.
Oh, so this is a buffet dinner, is it, rather than
Buffet dinner.
breakfast? Okay.
Buffet dinner. She'd had everything, I know, but she must have been, I don't know, 9 or 10, I think.
Okay.
My parents don't listen to the show, but if they did, they'd correct me straight away. I can't remember. But she'd eaten a lot, ice cream, noodles, everything. On the way home in the rental car, she projectile vomits
Oh,
everywhere.
wow.
Everywhere. Like all up the back of all over the floor, all over the headrest. My dad was driving; it went all in his hair. And it was one of these big American cars where they
Yeah.
have under storage. They have storage underneath the place where you actually sit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it went all in there.
Oh, man.
And then, like in the panic, my dad t made a wrong turn. We were like driving onto a turnpike road, which is very difficult to get off.
Yeah.
So, and the car stank of like sick, obviously. It was disgusting. Somehow we got back to the villa, cleaned the car. It stank of sick because it's hot as well.
I was going to say, like, that is like sick in a car is not a smell that you can easily get rid of.
No, it stank of sick for like the next 4 days.
Yeah.
And like my dad and mum were cleaning it like every day. Somehow managed to take it back to the car rental and not get charged. And they did, you know, look, I'm being like, my parents cleaned it, like properly
Yeah.
cleaned it, like everywhere, multiple times. So they didn't
Yeah.
deserve to be charged for it, but it still stank a bit. And like, there were like 10 car things in it, just hanging up, like everywhere. But you'd like, you'd go, you'd have it like 2 days later, you'd have like a 4 day at Magic Kingdom. And it, you know, it'd be like, it's in the summer because we used to go during the summer holidays.
Sure.
And it'd be like 35 degrees Celsius for our American listeners. And you'd get to the car and you go, oh God, no.
Do
You just hope you open the door, the sliding big
you
sliding doors, and it'd be like, ooh.
want
So yeah, I guess another tangent, but yeah, it's just, it's not as cost effective or time effective to eat outside of the parks as it used to be. I still think it's
No.
great. I still think you're gonna save money if you're doing it that way, for sure. But you know, for us, heading to Starbucks is great in the mornings. It's actually a nice way to start the day for the kids as well. You know, because they get to have like an apple juice or an orange juice or whatever, and share a cake or something. Like, they get to do that for like 2 weeks in a row, which is like, what? I mean, they go to Starbucks, they know what Starbucs is, but to be able to have cake every time is, you know, pretty cool. They get to do it at Disney, which is pretty cool. You get them
Yeah.
excited about the first ride of the day, which is great. I mean, I'm all for Starbucks. I think they've added a lot of benefit to every park they've been in. I think the only exception to the rule is probably the Main Street Bakery. I think it's a shame that it had to go in that location because we've lost a few decent baked goods as a result. But I think every other location that it's in has benefited the park immensely, especially Hollywood Studios, because no one knows it's there.
Yeah, literally the amount of times I've stood outside, like
With the Starbucks.
across, granted it's across the road, but with a Starbucks, and people are like, oh, where did you get that from? It's
Yeah.
like it's literally right there,
Yeah, where that
literally.
Starbucks sign is.
Yeah, where the Starbucks sign is, it's on your map, like
There's often a cast member waiting outside with like one of those Starbucks like cardboard
yeah.
signs as
Why
well.
didn't they just improve the signage of it? I don't
It feels
understand.
like it needs like a neon, like a Hollywood style sign
Yeah,
out the front,
because
doesn't it?
I think they've tried to make it, I feel like they've deliberately made it subtle to
Yeah,
so that
to
it
try and fit
fits
it in.
in, but it's like, well,
Too
does it
subtle.
need to be? It's yeah, it is too subtle.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre because you think, well, we know that people ask where it is. Surely Disney must know and Starbucks must know that people don't always know where it is.
Yeah.
You think it would be in their interest to improve the visibility of it?
Yeah, completely.
Because I'm
So,
sure some people would go there, but they just don't know it's there.
yeah. So, what do you think about Starbucks?
I mean, I'm for it. I think, yeah. I mean, obviously, as we've both said, we go to it like pretty much every day we're in the parks. I will go to Starbucks for breakfast. It's convenient. I'm not a huge fan of their selection of like cooked breakfast goods.
Yep.
I'm more interested in their like cakes and pastries.
Which are often, you know, there is a mix of Disney ones in there as well, which is great.
there are, yeah, I think they do that in the, do they do that in all of them? I know
I
they do
think
it in
so.
Main Street
Yeah,
Bakery,
I think
yeah.
so.
Okay, I suppose they do it. I'm thinking of the Hollywood one, they do it in there as well.
Yeah.
And I always forget about animal, but it's probably consistent, isn't it? So you do get a little bit of extra variety. So I mean, I'm all for them. I mean, I was saying to you before, I don't remember exactly what kind of drinks they served before Starbucks came in. Whether it was just some other generic coffee brand that they sold, or whether it was their own brand coffee, or
Or Joffrey's.
Yeah, or Joffrey's. I'm not entirely sure. To a degree, it's surprising that they didn't just sell Starbucks coffee in the bakeries that they already had, rather than having like Starbucks take over the kind of running of them entirely. Because I assume Starbucks do run, they must run the location themselves, don't they? It's not like it's Disney led
I
anymore.
don't know, actually. I don't know. I do know that the last time I was at the Main Street Bakery, it was on Disney 100th anniversary and it took 40 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it is chaos in that one. That one is insane.
Oh yeah, every time. I mean, I think it's managed well because
Yeah, I
they
agree.
do have a lot of staff and they do
I
have a
think the
lot
cast
of
members do a fantastic
stations.
job.
Yeah, I think, but at the end of the day, it just takes a while to make some of those drinks.
Yeah, and some people ask for just ridiculous drinks. And also, let's not forget the Magic Kingdom's capacity is 100,000-ish. And a lot of that 100,000-ish is heading to Starbucks for their coffee in the morning. And there's only one location that serves it.
Which to a degree is always surprising that they don't have more sort of like satellite locations.
Yeah, just like a pop-up, like kiosk, like Joffrey's has, just another one of those. Disney Springs has got two.
But then I suppose maybe it's a case of like a small pop-up location can't accommodate the range of drinks. And if they can't offer the full range of drinks, then maybe they think it's not worth it.
What's the point? And maybe Joffrey's has got the contract for all of those.
True. Is Joffrey's a third party or is it owned by Disney?
No, it's a third party. But they do like Disney blends and things like that.
Okay, I always just assumed it was some Disney brand of some kind.
No.
Because it, I mean, that itself seems a bit odd, doesn't it? That why would you have two coffee companies within your own park?
I think Joffrey's is from Florida.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think, and that kind of explains it to a certain degree. I will try, you know what? I will in next time I go, I will try Joffrey's again because it's been a long time. I did try it. It must have been 2019, last time I tried it, and I spat it out basically and put it in the bin. But I will try it again in the interest of fairness. But I think we're agreed that Starbucks is perfectly fine and is able to run free and leave the courthouse as a free coffee.
I don't really have any complaints with Starbucks. I'm
Okay.
now just Googling the history of Joffrey's.
Is it Florida based? Have I just made that up?
I haven't found that yet. It started in 1984. Oh yes, we opened our first location in Tampa.
Okay.
So
So that's
there you
why.
go.
Makes sense.
It does. Although, I mean, that makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense why they still have two different coffee companies in their own parks. You would think Starbucks wouldn't be happy with Joffrey's. I mean, Joffrey's is probably just happy to be there, but you wouldn't think Starbucks would be happy with another coffee company in the same park. But
No, but I guess probably 90% of people are going to Starbucks anyway.
true, they're probably just like, it doesn't really matter. If
And
you're willing
Joff
to go for Joffrey's, they're probably not the clients that you're after.
No. And I'll tell you what Joffrey's is good at, actually, is they do specialty non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks, depending on the time of year and depending on the kiosk. So if you go around Epcot, there are several places that serve Joffrey's around World Showcase, and each one will offer different themed drinks, which is fantastic. I think that's a great idea, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And I think that's, and the actually Joffrey's donuts that they serve are fantastic. Some of their baked items are great. I've not got all bad things to say about Joffrey's, just their pure coffee product.
Just their primary business
It's
is
not great.
trash.
Yeah.
Are they considerable? Are they cheaper than Starbucks?
I don't think so. Not like it's negligible. Maybe they are outside of theme parks, but not theme park pricing.
I was just wondering whether that was one of the factors. Maybe the reason they have them is because they're catering to a different audience. They're catering to an audience that just wants cheaper coffee.
No, I don't think it's there's
Kind of like, McDonald's caters to people that don't, they just want a cup of coffee for a cheap
McDonald's
price.
cases the people that can't taste. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say that. I didn't
No,
say
I did.
that. I
It's the same as
know.
like Greggs over here. You get a Greggs coffee, and it's like, yes, it's maybe a pound cheaper, if that, if that. But it tastes awful. Like, why would you do it to yourself?
I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't, but yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say some people aren't as particular about their coffee as others. That's
No,
all
I
I'll
think that's
say.
totally fair.
But
That's totally
yeah.
fair. Okay, so Starbucks is free to go. We've got two more on the list. The next one is turkey legs. We talked about it a little, whether it was on the podcast or pre or post recording, we can't remember.
Yeah.
But turkey legs, I'm a big fan of a decent turkey leg. I'm a big fan of. You know what I think we did talk about on the podcast? Because we were talking about Universal and how the last time I had a turkey leg there, it wasn't very good.
Okay.
I don't think it was on the actual show. Unless we
So you
carried on talking about it afterwards, which is quite
yeah, I'm
possible.
wondering if it was a bit of both. I honestly can't remember. I mean, it was only last week.
No, I can't remember either. I could barely remember yesterday.
Because I know we were saying that you definitely can't find them as much in Disney as you used to. And I mean, there's literally an article here saying Disney's jumbo turkey legs are one of the park's most popular concessions, and this was in 2018. So it will be it's surprising to a degree that they seem to have backed off them a bit, and you kind of think, well, if it's one of their most popular success, concessions, why would they have backed away from them a little bit?
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? And I know obviously there's a lot more people nowadays that choose not to eat meat. I've got no issue with that at all. I think it's a very sensible decision. It makes a lot of sense. And the only reason I don't do it myself is because I like meat. And that's, that's my choice. But I've got nothing against people that don't eat it.
I like how it's like, and it makes a huge amount of sense. And I don't do it because I just don't want
Yeah,
to.
that's why we live in a great free society like the United Kingdom, where we're able to make those decisions for ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think it was your point actually last week where you said maybe they're not as obvious because of that new trend, and I don't want to call it a trend because it is quite a serious like climate thing and a lot of people don't want to eat animals, and that's fine. But I think that let's call it a trend for the sake of it.
I
There is
mean, I would agree with you in the sense that it is a bit of a trend.
there's definitely been a drop off. There was a huge
Yes.
spike, and there has been a drop off. And a lot of people that I know that were vegan have started to eat meat again now.
Yes. I mean, I think some people switch back. I don't know to what proportion this is, but I know some people have switched back because of dietary things. But I think what's leading the current sort of shift back in some cases is cost. Yeah, given money is tighter than it was before. Frankly, eating meat is cheaper than eating meat alternatives.
Yeah, you're completely right. And I'd say the most expensive thing in our weekly food shopping is fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Which is important, obviously. Especially when you've got kids, they need to be eating the good stuff, more good stuff over the bad stuff.
Just give them turkey legs, Ryan.
Well, I mean, if that was an option, Dan, I totally would. I love a turkey leg, both at home and in the parks. So, I mean, for me, I love them. I think they're a great idea. I think they're a perfect theme park walking around snack slash meal. And
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I know people think, oh, that looks gross. That look at that Neanderthal over there. Because you do go back like 1,000 years, and you're just walking around the park going.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, it kind of feels a bit weird, doesn't it? I've never walked around the park and saw somebody eating a turkey leg and thought, oh, he's a Neanderthal or anything like that. Like, it doesn't faze me.
No, it doesn't faze me, but you kind of go into this like primal way of eating, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, there is that. Yeah,
Because they are so
it's
big.
difficult to be elegant eating a turkey leg.
Yeah, I'd love to see that guy that pretends he's all posh on TikTok telling you how to eat things. Like, how would the royal family eat a turkey leg?
Does he pretend to be posh? I feel like he is just posh.
I don't believe he's. That's like saying Jacob Rees-Mogg is posh. It's not real.
I mean, there's. I don't know.
He's as working class as you and I.
I mean, I don't know his background. I don't know his background, but.
He puts on, so he's got like a good background, but what he puts on a lot of what
Okay.
he massively put, when you actually listen to what he says, he uses all these fancy words, but what he says is so either obviously untrue or just stupid. And it's like
Okay.
you can know the dictionary, mate, but if what you're saying is complete bollocks, then what's the point?
I to be I've only seen bit clips of it, clips of him. So I can't speak too much about it.
And if he comes up against someone, but very rarely does the opportunity arise, if he comes up with someone with any sense, like a journalist with any sense, he very quickly falls apart and gets aggressive.
Who are we talking about still, by the way?
Jacob Rees-Mogg, sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the other guy.
Who was I talking about before?
The one that does the food things.
Oh, no, not him. No, he's, I think, perfectly innocent, that guy. Like,
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about him.
no, I'm talking
Oh,
about
okay.
our politician in the UK, Jacob Rees-Mogg. Like, it's so
Oh, I
funny
see.
because he's literally like, he suddenly gets aggressive and defensive, and his whole posh shtick just falls apart.
Ah, okay.
But anyway, back to turkey legs.
Yeah.
I think we need to set him free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with anyone having them. I definitely feel like it would certainly not surprise me if Disney have pulled them back a little bit because of the whole kind of vegetarian and veganism, that sort of thing, the popularity in that, the rise of that, especially obviously given, I would assume it's more common in Disney guests versus the rest of the world. Like
Yeah, I think.
the percentage of people that are vegetarian and vegan going to Disney is probably higher than the percentage in the general population.
I think especially when you combine the Instagram, TikTok generations that are in their early to mid 20s and are increasingly more vegan than the rest of the population, then I think, yeah, you're probably right. So, but I think they deserve to be let out as a free, ironically a free entity. I mean, the
Yeah, no,
ducks are dead, but the
I
legs themselves are allowed to roam free.
The question is, the big question is, where are all the turkey bodies?
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, what do they do with them?
Because I mean, like, obviously during Thanksgiving is like an enormous turkey time
Yeah, but you eat the
for the
whole
year.
turkey. It's not just the
Yeah.
butt,
Oh yeah, you eat the
not
whole
just the
turkey. And
crown.
it, I mean, even like, well, I mean, obviously you can buy the whole turkey, and obviously they'll have the legs, but then you buy the turkey crown, which there are no legs.
We
So
had two
the
crowns at Christmas this past year.
right.
That those two crowns were too much to feed like almost 20 people.
Oh yeah, it's they're you know they're sizable, but you
Yeah.
kind of think, well, when you get a crown, where do the legs go?
Yeah.
But then it's like obviously Disney are getting turkey legs all year round, so it's not like so
Yeah, so where all those crowns go?
you can't keep the crown for the entire year round
No.
to November, like surely not. So
No.
yeah.
But then they do have like in Magic Kingdom in Frontierland, and I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's near the Diamond Horseshoe. Can't remember what it's called. They serve turkey there all year round.
Oh, okay. I doubt that. I doubt they're selling enough to warrant the number of legs.
No, I think maybe Garden Grill also serves. turkey. I don't know. I'm sure that throughout Disney World there may be enough restaurants serving it, but I don't know. I don't have the facts on that.
My assumption will be that there isn't.
No.
Like,
But yeah, I imagine that's where some of the bodies go.
yeah, it just makes me wonder. It just
Yeah,
makes
I
me
think it's
wonder.
fair.
But yeah, I mean, I would give turkey legs a free pass. I don't have anything against them. I don't judge people one way or the other whether they like them or not. I think if you enjoy a turkey leg, you should be free to enjoy a turkey leg.
I completely agree, and I agree with that statement for any and all food. I think, if you want to be a vegetarian or a pescatarian or a vegan, fantastic, great. I've got no issues. If you want to walk
Just be
around a,
quiet about
if you want to walk around a theme park eating two turkey legs at once, good on you.
Yeah.
Do what you
Double
want.
fisting those turkey
Double
legs.
fisting those turkey legs.
I've never seen somebody do that, to be fair.
I might do it. I'm gonna do it.
I think you should. I think you'll probably get some attention on social media.
Yeah, you mad. I'll be on WDW's today. Man terrorizes Magic Kingdom eating two turkey legs
Double
on.
fisting turkey legs.
Just shouting, I'm double fisting around Magic Kingdom.
I'm double fisting turkeys.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. And actually, I think we'll save the fourth one till next time because I don't think we can trump talking about double fisting turkeys. So I hope you've enjoyed the episode of the Mouse Courthouse. Please do let us know on all of the socials what you think about Soaring Around the World versus Soaring Over California. Leave us a review on your podcast location of choice, and we will see you again next week.